Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, March 25th. You'll be interested to know, today's International Waffle Day. And it has a sweet history, beginning in Sweden in the early 1600s. Originally paired with jams and fruits, waffles gained popularity. Over time, their recipes evolved, becoming sweeter by the 1700s. A linguistic mix-up with Our Lady Day led to the celebration today. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 31 degrees with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 53 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain after 4 a.m., a low of 35, and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 8:15 with a low tide at 2:45. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 40 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain on Wednesday with mostly cloudy skies at a high near 48. Wednesday night brings a slight chance of rain and a low around 32. Thursday will be sunny, reaching a high near 49, then partly cloudy at night with a low around 35. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 53, but a chance of rain returns Friday night with a low around 36. Saturday will see a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 48 and a low around 36 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston is welcoming the largest cargo ship ever to dock in the city, the MSC Verona. This impressive vessel measures 1,200 feet in length and 167 feet in width, and it is powered by liquefied natural gas. The ship is currently at the Conley Container Terminal and will remain until early Tuesday morning. The Massachusetts Port Authority reports that the MSC Verona is as long as 4 football fields, visible from various points around the harbor. This milestone is a result of significant investments in the port, including new ship-to-shore cranes and a deeper berth. Now on to sports. Mookie Betts is still feeling sick, struggling to keep food down, as the Dodgers prepare for their home opener. Betts, who missed games in Japan due to a mysterious stomach illness, was scratched from the lineup before a recent exhibition game against the Angels. Dropping from 175 pounds to 157 pounds, he expressed his frustration, saying, "I just want to play." Although Betts can work out, he finds eating challenging, stating, "Every time I eat something, it just comes right out." His status for the home opener against the Detroit Tigers remains uncertain. In local sports, last night, the Celtics triumphed over the Kings 113-95 at Sacramento's Golden 1 Center. Jason Tatum shone with 25 points, 7 rebounds, and 8 assists before leaving due to an ankle injury. Despite the setback, the Seas dominated, improving to 53-19. Sacramento struggled, dropping to 36-36. Tomorrow night, the Celtics take on the Phoenix Suns at Footprint Center. Also tomorrow night, the Bruins at 30-33-9 take on the Ducks in Anaheim. David Pastrnak, with 34 goals, leads the Bees, who aim to rebound against the struggling Ducks, 30-32-8. The Bees look to dominate at the Honda Center. In top news, in a groundbreaking revelation, the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, known as DDSI, has released its first data, suggesting that dark energy may not be a cosmological constant after all. This finding, if confirmed, could challenge the standard model of cosmology called LCDM. DESI's data indicates that the effects of dark energy might be weakening over time, rather than remaining constant. This discovery raises questions about the universe's fate. It could either collapse in a big crunch or stabilize indefinitely. As cosmologist Will Percival states, this is actually a little bit of a shot in the arm for the field. In business news, Dropbox is under pressure from activist investor Half Moon Capital to end founder control over the file storage company. The hedge fund criticizes Dropbox's slowing revenue growth and its payment strategy. A shareholder proposal seeks to remove the dual-class share structure that grants CEO and co-founder Drew Houston a voting supermajority. Half Moon Capital holds around 40,000 Dropbox shares, valued at approximately $100 million. This proposal requires a majority vote for approval, meaning Houston's support is essential. The company has been reducing its workforce and faces challenges from competitors. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $87,000. Ethereum is up 2% to about $2,000. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 3% to 6 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI has announced updates for its advanced voice mode, enhancing its AI voice assistant for more personable interactions and fewer interruptions. Manuka Strata, an OpenAI post-training researcher, shared these changes in a video on the company's official social media. The update allows users to pause without interruption while speaking to the AI assistant. Free users now access this improved feature, while paying users, including subscribers to Plus, Teams, Education, Business, and Pro tiers, will also notice less frequent interruptions and a more engaging personality. OpenAI spokesperson described the assistant as more direct, engaging, concise, specific, and creative in its responses. And in entertainment news, Apple TV Plus has unveiled The Studio, a new comedy series from co-creators Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, and others that humorously critiques the chaos of Hollywood. Set around Matt Remick, played by Rogen, this series showcases the absurdity of the entertainment industry as he navigates corporate struggles at Continental Studios. The show features a plethora of celebrity guest stars, including Olivia Wilde and Ron Howard, portraying exaggerated versions of themselves. With its witty storytelling and sharp humor, The Studio promises to be a delightful examination of the filmmaking process, premiering on March 26. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the American basketball coach, John Wooden. And he said, "If you're not making mistakes, then you're not doing anything." I'm positive that a doer makes mistakes. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.